Now, you are the principal at Waitatuna School.
Yes, that's right.
Are you a teaching principal out there?
Yes, I am. One day a week, I'm teaching in the senior room.
Okay, so I haven't pulled you out of a classroom for this chat, hopefully.
No, not today.
Not today. So how long have you been principal out there, actually, first up?
This is my third year as principal out at Waitatuna.
Okay, and how many teachers are there?
We have three classrooms, a year 0 to 3 class, a year 3 to 5 class, and a year 6 to 8 class.
Okay, and how many kids are there?
There's 62 at the moment.
Okay, and does that vary much?
Yes, we were up to 73 at the end of last year, and then with our year 8s leaving, and then we had a large family move out of the area. So yeah, but it's sitting around consistently that between that number, 62 to 70, early 70s.
Is it the kind of situation where if the role drops too much, you might have to like fire someone? that doesn't sound very nice, but
yes. Oh, yeah, it can happen, definitely, but there is, you know, lots of ways around that. We can reduce hours slightly and I can go into the classroom a bit more. So there's, you know, there's lots of, but there's also the option of a fourth teacher as well if we get up to 75. So,
okay.
You know, it's lots of variables.
Yeah, for sure. And do you have kids, like obviously you serve the immediate population, but I think you must have kids coming from a bit further away sometimes as well.
That's right, yes. We have a really good bus service. We've got Richard, who's also our caretaker and cleaner. He also drives our Waitatuna school van, and we were given funding for that last year. And people might have seen it in town. We've got about 10 children who catch that bus at 8 o'clock every day,
right,
and from the Raglan Library, and they come out to Waitatuna.
Right, there you
so,
go.
So, yeah, there's certainly spare space on there. We also have a couple of families who come across the divvy and from Whatawhata Way.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. All right, and I'm familiar with Raglan Area School, and trying to cope with COVID this year has been difficult for them. They took a couple of weeks off. How's it been for Waitatuna Primary School?
Oh, yeah, well, we've actually, I think, done exceptionally well. We've been very lucky in that our cases have been relatively low, and which meant that we've been able to remain open the whole time. So, yeah, it's been, everybody's done the right thing when they've needed to and stayed at home. And, yeah, so, yeah, hats off to our community.
And has it been, I mean, it's tough for you as a principal trying to figure out what's going on and what the new rules are going to be as they come through and all that, and just coping with the extra load?
Yes, well, it's been a team effort, to be honest. The board, and I've got an amazing board of trustees and the amazing staff out here, and we've just, you know, navigated the changes and just made a really, looked at it pragmatically, and yeah, everybody's just worked together on it really well.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time. Hopefully it's going to come to a more a gentle phase after this. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, the reason we wanted, I mean, I did want to find out a little bit more about Waitatuna School, but also the reason we're talking to you this morning, we like to talk to people who've received a grant from the Raglan Food Co. Community Fund, and for you guys, you received a grant to build some garden beds and a greenhouse, is that right?
That's right, yes. So we, when I first started as principal here, we did an amazing community brainstorm in the Board of Trustees, and we all looked at what we wanted for our school. And so part of that was making sure our students had a really good understanding of environmental education and sustainability, and looking at how we can actually, we've got an amazing Waitatuna Valley, and utilising that, getting people to make the most of what we already have, and, you know, all of those understandings around the amount of travel that some foods take to get where we're actually, we don't need to worry about that. We've got it all right here on our doorstep.
Right.
So we've got, and we've got, was approached by Rentacle, and John Thompson has been supporting us with sourcing and eco-sourcing seedlings and native seeds. And so we've been doing that locally, which prompted the need for some space on school site for that. So we, unfortunately, COVID has delayed the building of our greenhouse, but
yeah.
the gardens are up and running, and our students have been planting, and they've been able to enjoy tomatoes and cucumbers, and we've got an amazing kumara bed, which we're going to be able to harvest at Matariki.
Right. Okay.
Yes, and we've got the, we've built a new stand. There's one in Raglan as well, where people can share kai, and so the we've also been able to make that available for our community through that funding as well. So it's it's been an amazing project that's really taken off, and we're hugely grateful to Raglan Food Company for that.
Yeah, and I like. I mean, I like hearing that it's kind of it's integrating with the community as well, like that. You know, that,
yes.
that's always good, isn't it?
Yeah, hugely important. We've had some feedback from our community that you know, they feel part of it, whether they've got a child at school or not, which, you know, is wonderful.
Yeah. And so what sort of plants are growing at the moment?
So we've got silver beet, spinach, we've got some lettuce, we've got tomatoes, as I said, and cucumbers, and our kumara beds are flourishing. We've made the children have made sure that they've been watering those all over January.
Okay. Because,
so we had to develop a water source for that. So yeah, it's been all integrated learning.
Okay. So I presume it's rainwater out there.
You're exactly right. So we had a new garage built with our some of our property money that the ministry funded over and above our usual ops grant and things. So we were able to develop a rainwater catchment system that has been valuable in maintaining the growth of our new plants.
Yeah, and so and how does it work? Do you have the kids spend class time working on the garden?
Yes, they do. And we've also got Manu and Tanya from the Whainaroa Enviro Centre.
Oh,
they
yes.
come in, usually fortnightly,
yep.
and do some wonderful mahi with the children. And they've collected some seeds at the end of last year. And now that the, we were hoping the rain would have started, but we certainly
yes.
haven't had as much as we would have hoped. But luckily our collection systems have allowed us to plant some a range of different seedlings as well to start the autumn growth.
And how do the kids enjoy this? Like, is it a bit of a break from usual class stuff?
Oh, they're all enjoying it immensely,
yeah.
It's an amazing opportunity for them to get outside. And we wrote some articles for the Raglan Chronicle about it all, and they absolutely said things like, oh, we just love getting in there and getting our hands dirty and being outside and enjoying our environment.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, you mentioned the greenhouse hasn't been built yet. Do you have someone lined up to do that? Will that be happening soon?
Yes. So we've been looking at, unfortunately, COVID delayed the shipping.
Oh, yeah.
Of it. So that was our initial issue. And then just having, with regular families who support our community so well, you know, it's been getting them on site under red has been an issue as well. So we're just waiting for that all to settle down. And then, you know, we're looking at over the next month or so that should be sorted.
Okay. And I'm curious from your perspective, like you said you've been in the job for just like 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
Where were you teaching before that?
I was the deputy principal at Pirongia School.
Oh, okay.
Before that. So, yes, still on the foothills of our Maunga out here.
Mm.
So that was where I was prior.
So I was going to say, what was it like being in a small community? But you're familiar with that anyway.
That's right. Well, Pirongia was certainly larger in the fact that it was getting up to nearly 400 kids. So, you know, it's been... But Waitatuna being such a brilliant rural community, it's been a wonderful school to transition into.
Yeah, yeah. And do you, I guess you've got your own family and things like that. Sometimes people move to the school area, sometimes they don't. Have you contemplated that?
Oh, many times. Yes, I've got a family of keen fishermen who wouldn't hesitate to move out this way. But at the moment, we're still residing in Te Awamutu.
Yeah, fair enough. It's hard shifting houses these days. You've got to find one for starters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no mean feat. Hey, so this is. Do you do many things like this in the school? Like you've got the garden beds, the kids get out of the class and do something physical. Like, what's your kind of philosophy for the school for that sort of thing?
Oh, every day. It's hugely important. We're, as I said, our environmental education, is integrated throughout, not just on one block. So all of those conversations around how we, reduce our footprint is hugely important to our school. We've also got an amazing bush school which we have started up, and the junior room are currently heading down to Totara Grove, which is a 5-minute walk from our school.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know where
and
that
they,
is.
They do an amazing morning down there once a week, on a Friday usually, and yeah, it's been wonderful. But the middle room and our senior room are also going to head down with the junior room at some stage because they don't want to miss out on that opportunity. It's a brilliant place for them. They do lots of amazing learning.
That sounds really brilliant. Hey, Amanda, thank you for your time this morning. I'm sure you're very busy. Most principals that I've known are always pretty busy, so we'll let you go. But thanks for the chat, and I hope the rest of the year goes smoothly after this rough start to the year.
Thank you, Aaron. Yes, great talking to you.